You're of course all very welcome this morning at our service, but I want to particularly welcome Broxy. Now, Broxy is slightly different to us in that Broxy has four legs, not two, and is a lot hairier than the rest of us. And if you're not quite sure who Broxy is, if you turn and have a wee look behind you, you'll see Broxy sitting there in the aisle. And this is really interesting. I know he's having a wee look round. This is interesting because I've never heard of this before, but the charity that Broxy is part of is called Bravehound. And it's a charity that works with people who have what to the rest of us might be invisible things that have hurt them. So particularly for people who have been fighting in our armed forces and have come back from doing that, and maybe they're not, as you look at them, damaged in any way. Maybe they've not lost a limb or are scarred in any way, but inside in their heads they don't feel just right. And Broxy, I hope I'm getting this right, Pamela. I hope I'm pretty much on the money with this. Basically, I like to think of a dog like Broxy as a healing dog. A dog who is there to bring hope and healing to people. So it's lovely to have Pamela and to have Broxy with us. And I'm not sure, are they allowed to come and meet the dog? Can they come and, yes, they're allowed to come and, not now, come and meet Broxy after church this morning. Maybe they'll be able to come down and join us for tea and coffee. But that's great. And if you'd like to know more about the charity, there's a few of us around who've got some leaflets, so just have a word with me or someone at the door and we can give you a leaflet. I have in my pocket at home, here it is, my new badge. This is in case I forget who I am, which is entirely possible, but I'm very grateful to Young Church because Young Church made this for me, and Young Church have made themselves badges, which is really good because I don't get to come downstairs with you, so I don't get to talk to you very much, so I don't always get to know people's names as well as I might get to know your names. So we've got badges and we're going to wear these over the next few hours so we can try and get to know one of those names. Right. I'm going to describe something to you and I want you to try and work out what I'm talking about, okay? Here's the first thing. This is, I'm going to try and make it a little bit difficult. The first thing. The job that this person does is a job that you don't apply for. So you don't fill out an application to apply for this job. Okay? Any ideas you might be talking about? No. Oh, maybe we might have an idea. If you've got this right, I'm in big trouble here. Yes! Sorry?
School.
Nope, but thank you for the guess. Right? Here's the next one. There is only one of this person in each country in the world. There's only one of this person in each country of the world. Okay? No, still not there. This person can be a man or a woman. I'm going to have a brave guess. What do you think? President? No, but that's a very good guess. And you're getting a little bit, well, yeah, you're getting a bit closer. Sometimes you would know this person was coming because people would be very excited that they were coming to visit the town or the city that you live in. Jesus. Now, that is a brilliant answer. And I'm going to put that answer, keep thinking about that answer. We're going to come back to that in a minute, okay? We'll come back to that in a minute. And it would be exciting if Jesus was coming. And right, here's another clue. This person, this is going to give it away completely. This person wears an item so that you know the job they do. They wear something that makes you know, aha, that's what that person does. Yes, thank you. Queen. I'm thinking about the Queen. Who's our Queen at the moment, do you know? Queen Elizabeth. And
when Queen Elizabeth isn't Queen anymore, do you know what who comes next? Anyone know who comes next? Who comes next? Yep. Prince Charles. That's right. So I'm thinking about the Queen. Has anyone in Cape Park this morning ever met the Queen? Ah, fantastic. Did she speak to you?
Yes.
What did she say?
She said,
"Thank
you."
Well, what did the other person ask?
Yes.
Ah. The Queen said, "Isn't it nice that the weather's been so kind to us?" I love it. Now, I'm looking at exactly the garden party too, and in my former life in Nielsen, I was a deputy tenant, so it was my job to invite people to the garden party. But apparently, when you move more than 8 miles outside of where you were a deputy tenant, you aren't one anymore. So in coming to you in Cape Park, I have laid that title down to be with you. So there you go. But it also means I can't get people to the garden party people. I went to the garden party and the Queen was probably about where Ronnie sits and maybe now away at the back of the church here. But it was still special to see her. And some of the things we know about the Queen are the way she dresses. Her crown, especially if it's an important occasion, she'll have her crown on. And unlike the rest of us, she doesn't live in just a normal house. She's either in a castle, or she's in her palace, or wherever. But here's the thing about today. You might have noticed I'm wearing a white. These are called preaching scarves, souls. Wearing a white one today. And the reason for that is because this Sunday, in the Christian calendar throughout the world, is known as Christ the King Sunday. And white is the colour that we wear that thinks of Jesus. So you went too far away still, so I wanted to think about Jesus this morning. Christ the King Sunday. But here's the thing. Jesus said he was the King of Kings, but he was a very different kind of king. And that's one of the things that I find really exciting about Jesus, is Jesus is not what we expect. And I'm sure when you're in young church and you're in different places and you're hearing stories about Jesus, sometimes you think, "Wow, really?" For example, one time when Jesus was with his followers, and the Bible tells us that he got a basin, and he got a towel, and do you know what he did? Does anyone know the story of what Jesus actually did at that time? Have a go? Yep. Yeah. Jesus got a basin and a towel and he washed his followers' feet.
Yeah, I know.
Very strange thing for someone who is the King of Kings to do. But you see, Jesus was a very different kind of King. Here's a little thought for you to hold on to this morning. Now, something else while I'm here. Over the next few weeks, because if this is the last day in the Christian calendar, that means next Sunday is the beginning of the new Christian calendar. Do we know what next Sunday is the beginning of? I'll give you a clue. You might have something in your house that's got chocolate in it, or so. What might next Sunday be? Yep. The day when you open your chocolate. That's right, and that's a very good answer. That's a really good answer. You're absolutely right. It's a brilliant answer, but it's the beginning of a new season. Yes, yeah, so that's a good answer. Yeah, Advent, brilliant. So next Sunday is the beginning of a new Christian calendar for the year that is to come. And the first Sunday in Advent is the beginning of that calendar. And from next Sunday onwards, we are going to have so many different things that are happening during that time to help us prepare for the birth of Jesus, a very different kind of king.